Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Welcome to another episode of Moon Magic with your hosts, Reverends Jeanette Ewing and David Ewing. And tonight, we are talking about winter weather magic. So, Dave, what do you think of when you think of wintertime?
Meaning in the Northeast, from Texas up through Maine, are experiencing right now, and the heavy winter storm.
There's a big winter storm happening right now. Today is February 3rd, 2020, and there's a big winter storm, February 3rd, 2022. She's shaking her head at me because I think I said the year wrong. Yes, it's February 3rd, 2022. There's too many 20s, too many to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to- it's affecting like much of the Northeast. And that's one of the things that really comes to mind about winter is snow and cold.
The cold, the snow, ice, various forms of frozen precipitation. And if you have to be out in it, it certainly isn't fun. It can be downright dangerous. But in the periods of quiet, when you're at home or in a nice cozy place indoor with friends and family, and you are able to take a moment to observe what's going on in nature, there are certain things that I always associate with it. Being peaceful, having that sense of stillness and quiet. There have been times, and we haven't done it in quite a few years, but especially during times, maybe it was a weekend or an extended period of time where snow is falling for a longer period of time, or at night when everybody else is inside. We take a walk outside. There's this stillness and this quiet and meditative, really, and contemplative.
Yeah.
And those are the kinds of things that I associate with wintertime as well. And when years passed, when we lived in agrarian societies and we followed the plow, as it were, and followed the seasons, wintertime would be a time where people would be spending time indoors doing indoor things, including telling stories and maybe doing indoor crafty things like knitting and making things out of wood and whittling and, you know, kinds of those things, and telling stories as well, right? But here in modern times, I think a lot of people easily lose touch because of the other things I'd mentioned. We live in a modern society. We have to go out and get stuff. We have to go to work. And so oftentimes we think of this time of year and this type of weather as being problematic. But it doesn't always have to be problematic. If you can take the time to use these tools, these things happening in nature, to do something useful, to use the transformative energies associated with water itself. Water is unique. It exists in three different states. Water is the only liquid that expands upon freezing. Water comes in different forms. We know that the planet's covered with liquid water, mostly, but it's also covered with ice in the form of ice sheets and glaciers, sea ice. But we also know what happens when water gets hot. It expands. Water evaporates. So when you think about that, it's got all these different properties that can be really cool things. Cool. Okay. Can be really informative and useful when you're doing magical work. And water, the element, in and of itself, is often, not exclusively, but often associated with purification, with calm, with healing, with cleansing, and there are other things that water can also be associated with. And one of them is banishing. Now, most people would think the element of fire might be associated with banishing because it might be associated with more fiery emotions. Okay. That's certainly true.
Yeah.
When I've done banishing work, I've written a situation or something in my life that I want to get rid of, write it down on a piece of paper, and I burn it. And then I usually take that outside. In fact, I usually burn those papers outside, and the winds carry away the ash. But you can use water for that too, in the form of ice. And one of the things that's nice about working with ice and snow is that it is transformational. It goes from one state to the next, especially as water is in the process of melting from whatever form, either snow or ice. So then what can you do with those things? There's a lot of things you can do. David, you just mentioned something about banishing.
You mentioned banishing.
No, I thought you mentioned something about it.
Oh, one thing you can do with snow is, now there's a lot of resources and stuff that have talked about this. I've seen a few that have talked about making a snowball. And as you pack the snowball, you think of what it is that you want to expel from your life, you want to banish or get rid of from your life, and you pack it into that snowball, and then you throw the snowball at a thing. This is not something you would throw it at a person for, but that was the first thing I thought. I was like, well, you, Well, yeah, you're banished. You're using a snowball for banishing. You're throwing a snowball at somebody. They're going to leave you alone. No, this isn't what we're talking about. You put your intention into the snowball of what it is that you want to get rid of, and then you throw the snowball at something. And as it explodes, imagine that, you know, expelling out what it is that you're getting rid of. Another way that you can do that, you can also do the same thing, not for banishing, but if you were to, if there was something you wanted to change, you know, in your life or whatever, you know, that kind of thing, transformation kind of a deal, then you think of what it is you want to change, or you know, you want to attract or you want to change, whatever. You put that intention into the snowball as you pack the snowball. And then when you throw it and the snowball explodes, that's the magic that you put into the snowball going out into the universe to affect the change to get out there. So, you know, we talk a lot of times in pagan groups and rituals and stuff with, you know, like imagine, you know, your intention going out as a beam of light or something like that. In this case, you can see it. The snowball is your intention. And when you throw it out there, you're throwing it out to the universe, and when it explodes out and smacks, you throw it against something. And when it explodes, then that's your intention going sort of like an intention bomb. Your intention is going out there into the universe. So you can do it for banishing, or you can do it to just get your intentions out there. And
yeah,
it's a great visual tool there, using a snowball for that, you know. And then you get the added sense of, you know, I mean, if you throw it good and hard, you know, there's always that, there's an adrenaline or an endorphin kind of kick in that happens there too when you do that. So you're going to feel something, you're doing something physically, and you're going to feel something when you do that. And you imagine it going out there. So there's some different things that you can do with a snowball.
And let's think about what you're doing when you throw that. And there's a lot of the U.S. right now that's covered in snow. It's been cold. The temperatures have remained cold many places in big quadrants of the U.S. Mm-hmm. So even if it's not pure, beautiful, pristine snow, you can still do this. And
yeah,
the kinetic energy.
Mm-hmm.
So you have... Okay, I'm going to go science-y a little bit. If potential energy stored in your arm as you pull your arm back, and as you toss and you throw that snowball, it's transformed into kinetic energy.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise, that energy that you have put in whatever you visualized in that snowball,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think personally you get an extra kick with the kinetic energy, the energy of movement as you throw that snowball.
Mm-hmm.
And that I think also adds to the transformational power of whatever it is that you're doing. You think about something that you want to get rid of and throw away. It can be, you know, crappy people you want to get rid of in your life. But think about all those things that you want to banish. Situations, bad habits. Last month in the ritual, we were talking about, in the full moon ritual, you know, we talked about resolutions and how people have often make a lot of really complicated and detailed, and frankly, at times, unattainable resolutions to do things.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And one of the simplest things to do is to stop doing something. And so if you want to and are still contemplating things that you want to do that'll make a positive overall change in your life, you want to get rid of something, you want to banish something that you have done that no longer serves you, that you know you really shouldn't do anymore, and you might need some, you know, metaphysical help in that capacity.
Yep.
The power of banishing and putting into something physical and tangible
uh-huh.
can be a really powerful tool. Let's say, okay, yes, you want to lose weight. Let's say you've broken it down into, I want to stop being sluggish. I want to banish my addiction of sugar in my diet. That would be a big banish my habit of snacking on bad stuff.
Okay.
And you know, as long as you have snow around, you can make it a regular part of your practice, at least during the next month or so.
Yeah.
For those who, again, are living in colder parts of the U.S. Likewise, when you're thinking of banishing, if you're not of the snowball frame of mind, something as simple as going out into the snow and using sigils,
uh-huh.
sigils or runes, basic runes, bind runes, you can write those symbols
yep.
into the snow, and as the snow melts, that power of banishing is transforming that by being changed into something else. Likewise, another thing you can do by just using snow that's outside, snowfall,
mm-hmm.
is you can take that one step further and use that time to put protection, sigils, mm-hmm. runes in the snow around your house. If you think of this time of year as a and snowfall in general with a more peaceful energy, and you want to capture or attune to or work with that, that is something you can incorporate as well. You can use, again, outside snow, just the power of the snow itself and its transformational power to write sigils of a lot of different kinds for a lot of different purposes, cleansing and purification.
Mm-hmm. And protection.
Yeah, definitely protection. One of the things I just saw as I was doing research for this is the idea of a snowman.
Uh-huh. I saw that too.
And it would not have occurred to me until somebody wrote it down.
Yep.
The idea of using snowmen, snow peoples, for poppets. And what did it say about the use of poppets? Poppets.
Oh, well, just using it as a poppet, you know. Or as a magical guardian to your property, something to you can build a snowman. And that could be a physical manifestation of the guardian that you want to, you know, set in place for your property or your, you know, your family or whatever. So it can be a like a totem to represent your guardian, or it could be a poppet that you like you would a poppet, you know, in like hoodoo and stuff. You put things in it, and you know, with certain correspondences, I'm just kind of coming up with this, but you know, you would just like, because you're making the snowman, you could put so if you want it to be a protective thing, you know, maybe put some rosemary in, you know, kind of roll it up into the snow,
or other things that are protective purposes that have protective attributes to them. You know, or if you want to attract things to your life, if you want that to be, you know, sort of the poppet that attracts wealthful opportunities to your life. You know, like if you're an independent contractor or something and you need, you know, you want to attract business to your life, you know, you can, or something like that, you could put things in the snowman that represent wealth or something of some sort, maybe it's like some Monopoly Buddy or something like that, that you put in it to, you know, because things attract, like attracts like. So if you put, and that's the thing, you know, is you using like coins and stuff and forms of money to attract money into your life, if that's what you're looking for or whatever. I mean, other things too, but they're just kind of a simple example. You like Monopoly money or something like that, that you roll up into the snowman and maybe put some sigils on it. You could do some designs or drawings or maybe some letters that represent things or whatever on it. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do with the poppet. And instead of like a poppet, like out of cloth or whatever, it's a snow poppet. And it sits out there and does its thing as time, it's very time release kind of a deal as it goes. And as it melts, you know, that energy that it's putting out there, you know, grounds into the earth and helps to attract things. It grounds and it goes out. Yeah,
yeah, so likewise, yeah. You can make that and then bury it in the earth.
Yeah.
So that you could set it out, but you can also literally bury it and put it into the ground and have the added power of the earth as part of that whole transformational
process. If you're in a situation where you're building a snowman, the ground is probably going to be kind of frozen and stuff.
It tends to be, yeah.
You know that, you know, but you could if you could.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So there's a couple of things right there, and it can be something. Again, it can be protective. You could also, puppets are popular for love magic of a number of different types, or friendship, love related things, or relationship related, where you are already in a relationship, or maybe you want to strengthen that, what have you. And definitely healing. Have not even talked about healing yet.
'Cause what is snow? Water.
It's water, and water has, in so many different cultures, and certainly within paganism, as an elemental force. We know water can be destructive, but it also has this very powerful healing element to it.
Mm-hmm.
And creating a poppet, a healing poppet, can also be a really powerful thing, again, as a time release sort of a thing. So those are just a few things right off of the top of our head. And think about the power of what snow, how snow works. It only happens at certain times of the year. So the whole process of melting is transformational. And any sort of endeavor or working that you're wanting to do, you can incorporate snow into that. When we talk about purification, it can be purification of the self.
Mm-hmm.
It can be purification, and which is a very popular thing to do at this time of year. It's in bulk, and for many people, in bulk is a time where traditionally you would do purification of the self, purification of your home, purification of your stuff,
mm-hmm.
and you can use snow for that. And one thing you can do is take snow, put it in some sort of container, a pot, a bowl, what have you, put your stones and crystals in that and set it out. And as the snow melts, it cleanses and it purifies and also consecrates. Because if it's a slower process, then you have the action of the sun. And if possible, if the moon cycles are correspond correctly, then you also have moonlight that is going to hit that bowl as well. So you have this multi-phase, multi-power process of purifying your stones and crystals. And I use that first because it certainly is one of the easier things to do. With some other types of things, maybe getting it wet might not be the best thing in the world, but most kinds of stones aren't going to be, with the exception of maybe selenite and a few other very soft minerals.
Yeah.
Most other things that are quartz based and have heavy iron components will be fine with that. And they won't degrade in water. So that's definitely one thing that you can use for that. Something very specific you can do is using snow quartz crystals. And snow quartz is just a type of, there's clear quartz, but then snow quartz is often just a type of kind of milky white quartz stone. And you could probably also do it with clear quartz, where you use that in a working that is related to helping you fulfill your hopes and dreams. There's a few other things you can do with snow, and here are some of them. And this comes from Earth, Air, Fire, and Water, More Techniques of Natural Magic by Scott Cunningham. This is the version of this book we have is old. Let's see, where is the
right? There's somewhere.
Yeah, this is the first edition. It was copyrighted initially in 1991. And the book we have is the fifth printing of the first edition from back in 1994. You can still get this on Amazon.
Yeah.
The cover doesn't look the same as ours. It's more modern looking and not so kind of
hippie.
Yeah, not so hippy dippy looking.
Yeah.
But it's, you can still get it. In fact, you can get it on Kindle because I looked it up just a short while ago. And so here's a few different things related to what we've been talking about. Go outside with a small bowl and pack it full of ice, but snow, with clean snow, and bring it back inside and then place that bowl of snow on the table. And then you're going to hold your hands, palms down, downward over the bowl. And you'll say, crystal snow, crystal white, help me now win this fight.
Okay.
Whatever you're in dire need of.
Yep.
You can visualize that particular condition that you want to be rid of. It's related to the other kinds of things that we were talking about. This transformational power of snow to get rid of something. And think about that habit, the cause of that habit, the power you've given that habit.
Yeah.
And you can say this mantra over and over. Crystal snow, crystal white, help me now win this fight. And then what you'll do is, and this is interesting, you take a small handful of rock salt, de-icing salt.
Right.
Or the kind of salt people have if you're...
like for your sidewalk or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
Or rock salt or like for cooking too, like... I guess, like, maybe large kosher salt or something, probably?
Probably so.
Yeah.
The salt itself has cleansing properties.
Okay.
And so, as it's related to this, this is weirdly worded. I think you're supposed to use one for... the snow in a bowl, and as it melts, you'll get rid of it. And then it says to pour one handful of rock salt into your projective hand,
mm-hmm.
and then look at the salt and sense its purifying, cleansing qualities. Then you take that salt, and as you're still visualizing the habit, sprinkle it over the salt in your, the salt over the snow in your bowl, and then you'll say, white on white, salt on snow, fight your fight, evil go.
Oh, okay.
Because you know what's going to happen. When you put that salt, whether it's rock salt or kosher salt,
mm-hmm.
on the snow, it's going to start to melt. So it's certainly a quicker process,
yeah.
than... the slower
waiting for it to melt
transformational process.
Yeah.
So I kind of like this as a more of a quick ridding of a negative condition situation that's going to happen and be released more quickly than the slower releasing of using snowball magic or poppet magic or something along those lines.
Or the snowman. Although, yeah.
Yeah, or the snowman magic. if you need something that's quicker, this is definitely a way to do that. So let me repeat this because I was a little confused until I started rereading the passage. So, yeah, I'm a little bit slow tonight. So the first part, you get your snow, you put in a bowl, like a big shallow bowl of some sort, and you pack it full. And you'll say the first part, crystal snow, crystal white, help me now win this fight. Then you take rock salt or kosher salt and put some of it in your hand, put in your power hand, which is your dominant hand. Again, visualize what it is you want to be rid of.
Mm-hmm.
And then... as you are sprinkling the salt over the snow, you'll say white on white, salt on snow, fight your fight, evil go.
Hmm.
And additionally, you can also add this to the spell where you'll just take like a little river rock of any type. It doesn't matter what type. And again, hold this in your projective hand. And with the rock, then you're going to visualize your freedom from the habit. See yourself free from the grip of this habit. It can be really powerful for negative, again, these bad habits, smoking cessation, getting rid of bad habits like, again, our addiction to sweets.
Addiction to junk food.
Addiction
to just bad habits. Yeah, sweets.
What do you have upstairs?
What?
When you're eating... little round, colorful.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have a little bag of Skittles that I keep with me next to my desk to munch on. Now, I'll get the larger bag, but that'll last me like
two or three weeks. I just have a few at a time here and there just to kind of have a little something sweet. But, you know, that is one of my little addictions. You know, yes. But I don't.
A lot of people do this, especially as we've been home a lot more.
Yeah.
Just all kinds of sweets and snacks or salty things.
Right. I mean, I've cut back because I had a little health thing happen almost a year ago, last March. I don't drink. I don't eat. I've had to get rid of eating. Oh, I was a junkie for salty things, like trail mixes and party mixes and chips and stuff.
And those little pretzel bite things?
Pretzel bites. And, if it was salted, if it was a salty snack, I was all in it. And, you know, fatty, salt, all that stuff is so bad for you. I had a little health thing happen that convinced me, like, yeah, I need to stop that stuff. So that was my spring equinox resolutions was none more of that. So my evil habit now is little Skittles, but not a lot because I watch those, but all this other junk food stuff I've had to leave. I think I've had like maybe like five or six sodas in the past year. I just had to cut those out too. So many things. So part of it is when life happens and you have to give things up. But if you're choosing to try to give things up, this is when you get into like doing this kind of work to help you with. We talked about last month about resolutions and stuff and how it is easier. It may be easier for some to resolve to stop doing something rather than resolve to start doing something. I'm going to make a resolution to start going to the gym on a regular basis. Oh, God, that means I have to get up and I have to change my schedules. I have to, like, get clothes. I have to go to the gym. I got to worry about showering. You know, am I going to do that in the morning and then shower and then go to work? But, you know, all this, the whole thing and stuff. I know people have this pattern down that they do. But for those of us who don't, that's a challenge. So instead of, like, I'm going to go to the gym, just say I'm going to you can make a small resolution of like, I'm going to walk around the block every day, or I'm going to do something like that, or it's easier to do, I'm not going to, instead of I'm going to do this thing, I'm not going to order pizza twice a week. Okay, I'll make that a weekly, and then you work that down to every other week or something like that. You know, you resolve to stop. And this is where this magic and snow magic can really help with this kind of stuff. With the transformative and how it melts away. So this is how it, you know, it's something going away kind of a thing. So there's really things you can do with that. Skittles.
I still think it's funny. I'm not really into Skittles so much.
And gummy bears.
Gummy bears. The gummy stuff. He can keep them. Not my thing. There's other things that I do have addictions for. Gummy isn't one of them. But, yeah. So, back to this.
Back to that.
Well, we will finish the spell. So, three, if you want to add this, to add a little bit more oomph, is where you're going to take a little rock, can be any sort of rock, put in your power hand. And so, you've done the snow part. On the rock salt part, because that's snow, then to visualize yourself being freed from that habit, then you're going to visualize that and put that power into the rock. And then you take that little rock, gently place it right on top of the snow and the surface of that salted snow. Because then what's going to happen is that you will see, it's not super quick, but it happens in probably within a few hours or so, depending on the size of the bowl you used.
Mm-hmm.
That little rock is going to melt down through the snow as it melts from that rock salt. And, of course, being indoors as well. And it'll dissolve into a sea of apathy. So no longer, so that, yeah, this is what Cunningham, a sea of apathy. I'm like, yeah. So this thing that was a noose around your neck, was an albatross around your neck. Now, it doesn't have that kind of emotional power over you. I really like that. The ocean, yes, visualize and feel your unconscious desires melting, dissolving into a sea of apathy, an ocean of disinterest, a surging river of purification.
Damn.
That's cool. And you can do this, you know, weather permitting, repeat the entire ritual for 9 days in a row. And of course, in the mundane part of things, if you are someone who needs additional support in the way of support groups, there are smoking cessation groups,
uh-huh.
There are food addiction groups as well. That can be, or even just talking to your friend and having this support network to help you with some of those triggers that it might be boredom, it might be stress, it might be a number of things that trigger you into some of these bad habits, but you want to get rid of.
For me, it's sitting still at like the computer or something, or working at something that's sitting still. I don't munch and snack as much if I'm up moving around and doing things, but if I'm sitting still, I feel a need to have something to do there. You know, like if I'm working on at my computer, I need something else, some other stimulus, you know, whatever happening. That's why snack. I think that's one of the things.
And it's particularly bad because we've got his office set up in the middle level of the house, which is close to the kitchen.
Just around the corner from the kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that can be a big thing. I know there's still a chunk of people that are still at home, working from home. There are a number of companies that have transitioned. Oh, wow, we didn't think this was going to work well for us. And, you know, it really does work well for us. I think we're going to transition to
hybrid or
all telework model.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I would hate to be in the business of business property, you know, because over the next year or so, a lot of these companies that have been, you know, doing this, going to more hybrid or more of the people working full-time remote and stuff like that, they need less office space. So property management companies and stuff are going to start losing some – they're going to be challenged over this because companies are going to start – wanting to renegotiate their leases as the leases come up over the next, you know, up to five, because, I mean, business leases can be up to 5 years, 5 to 10 years.
Right.
So, yeah, companies are going to be looking to, like, change that somehow.
Yeah.
Sublet or, you know, redo their leases so they use have less space, which means less income for the property companies. Yeah.
Right. So then maybe these...
Not related.
Not related, but here, this is how we're going to segue. You can use ice as part of this wintertime magic, right? Now, you can use ice that is outside as part of your work, but you can also use the winter time and set bowls of water, containers of water outside as part of a number of different kinds of work. But you don't have to do that. And I'll talk about that in just a minute. But this is one where you will – it's a money bath spell. So maybe these property people need to start doing some money bath magic. Because I'm sure some of them are hurting.
Yeah.
So this is what you'll do. You need to have an ice tray. Plenty of people still have ice trays probably floating around, even if their refrigerator makes ice cubes.
Uh-huh.
So you're going to fill that ice cube tray with water and get 5 quarters and put the five quarters in your projective hand and visualize the money energy stirring and rising. And you put that money energy into the quarters. When they're fully charged, you can put the quarters into the little squares, you know, ice cube square.
Uh-huh.
And then you're going to hold your hands over the water and the quarters and visualize money coming your way. Then you're going to let that tray freeze. Now, you can set it outside overnight or put it in your freezer. Now, this can be useful to do at any time of the year because if you have a refrigerator, you have the ability to do this kind of thing.
Yeah.
So snow magic is great, and it's wonderful to incorporate it during this time of year. But you can also use ice magic anytime. As long as you have a refrigerator, you have a freezer, you can freeze water.
Mm-hmm.
And the act of freezing water, also the act of the water slowly melting, is also powerfully transformative in a number of different ways. And so you freeze it, freeze your little ice cubes with the quarters in them.
Uh-huh. Quarter cubes.
Quarter cubes. Then you've got to draw a few hours later, or maybe the next day, draw a nice hot bath. As that tub is filling, take those ice cubes, the other quarters. You're going to place them on a plate or a bowl, get into the bathtub, stand before the tub, before you step into the tub, with the cubes, put them in a little bowl or something, and then you'll say, hot and cold, mix well for me, help me win prosperity.
Okay.
This whole concept of using the transformative power of water, water in two different forms. You've got frozen water. You've got the power of the hot water that's going to melt it. It's also energetically, you know, it's more active, right? This is what you'll say. Hot and cold mix well for me. Help me win prosperity. Toss the ice cubes in. Get in that tub. Have a nice long soak. You know, additionally, if you wanted to, you could take herbs associated with prosperity and add them to your water bath. It's like soaking in a tea.
Yes, yes.
You can use things like basil, peppermint. Peppermint's nice.
Mm-hmm.
And help with that transformative money energy. And save those quarters to reuse for another time.
Mm-hmm.
You can repeat the spell as often as you need to. Like we said with the power of snow for banishing purposes, you can put things on ice.
Yep.
And we've done this before. And again, it doesn't matter what time of the year it is. You can put things, you can put people, you could put situations that are very confrontational, emotionally volatile on ice. And while you can use snow for banishing work, this is another thing, this is another banishing ritual,
mm-hmm.
but with ice. For getting rid of habits. This is good for emotional states that often leave you, that are more volatile,
mm-hmm.
leave you more overwrought, like being cynical, which is overly negative about stuff, things like jealousy, being overly emotional about things, et cetera, et cetera. Write those down on paper. Put it into a little bowl. Fill a freezer proof bowl with water and put your fingers of your projective hand into that water,
mm-hmm.
and then say something to the along the lines of, you are a vehicle of transformation. Then put your paper in the bowl. Again, if it's wintertime, you can set it outside to freeze. If not, put it in the freezer. And once it has been transformed into this block of ice, similar to the action of the ice cubes in a bath, you'll take a pot of water, put it on the stove until the water is boiling, remove the ice from the bowl. This is where plastic bowl, like those cheaper plastic bowls, can be really useful. And put the ice with your words in it, that big old ice cube that you have now, into the boiling water, because it's going to melt. And as it does, you'll say, all the power that you've felt, all your power over me, all your power, I now melt, as my will, so mote it be. And you can say this, you know, as many times as you need to really build up and get the power going for that. And that block of ice will melt.
Mm-hmm.
So this is another example of a more, we'll call it a quicker action removal of negative energy. All the power that you've felt, all your power over me, all your power, I now melt. As my will, so mote it be. There you go.
Yep.
That's cool. Another thing that you can do at this time of year is attune your energies to this time and with deities associated with winter. One of them is the Yuck. I'm sure I'm not pronouncing it the right way. She's a Gaelic goddess, crone goddess of winter, of the deepest part of winter. And winter is her time. And if you want to create a temporary shrine to her, you can create a temporary altar where you're going to perform your magic outdoors during the winter. And one thing you can use is a water bath, you know, bird bath. Fill it full of water the night before it's going to freeze or snow. Then you have this frozen surface that becomes a temporary shrine mm-hmm. to this goddess. You can also include or incorporate sigils in stone or in sticks around the altar. There are definitely plants, herbs associated with her. And this can be a good place to do meditative working specifically with this goddess.
Cool.
We haven't talked about blessing. And you can use, again, snow or ice. And if you're in a if you are in a climate that is cold in the winter, you can utilize this method. So in any sort of sacred vessel or bowl that you typically use for this sort of thing, you gather your snow, bring it inside, place it on your altar. Get an icicle from outdoors and place it in the center of the bowl. Are there any sacred symbols that you want to use? You can use the icicle to write them in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can add a piece of silver, like a silver ring, silver jewelry, silver pendant, or quartz crystal, and add it to that. And set it out under the light of the full moon. That water eventually will melt. It becomes part of, it becomes blessed. So now you have blessed water,
mm-hmm.
and you can bottle it up and use it.
Oh, yeah.
If you are in a warmer part of the U.S., you can do something similar. Case, you'll use spring water, or you can use seawater, and get an ice cube from your freezer, place it in the center of the bowl. Again, if you have any sacred symbols, you can use the ice cube to draw it into the bowl of water.
Mm-hmm.
Drop the cube in the water, add your silver ring, silver jewelry, quartz crystal, and set that out under the light of a full moon. As the entire thing completely melts, including your ice cube, then you can bring it in the next day, bottle it, and use it. So it's blessing water.
Okay.
I kind of like the idea. If you're in a warmer part of the world, especially near an ocean, and it's winter time, you can still use, you are attuning to wintertime energies,
mm-hmm.
by incorporating an ice cube. Seawater has long been associated with healing, purifying energies. And so you're combining these two forces. And now you have this blessed water. Blessed and purified.
There you go.
Frankly.
Yeah. And it's been charged by the moon.
It's been charged by the moon.
Yeah.
By the moon.
The moon.
I say that, maybe.
You've been here around cats too much.
I've been around cats too much.
Yeah,
and
charged by the moon. Yeah. Too much time around cats.
Of course, as I say this, I have a unstretched out. We had a particular... One of the cats really, really is into either stealing our space or wanting to lay upon me in particular, and she just wouldn't leave us alone. And so I finally just decided, okay, I'm going to stretch out here, and she climbed up on me. So as we're talking about the moon.
Yes.
It's the moon.
The moon. Okay.
So there you go. Now, oh, I have to also mention... yesterday was Groundhog Day, and if you're in the United States, it is something that a lot of people still follow, and allegedly, Punxsutawney Phil, there are other Phils, there are other groundhogs with other names,
mm-hmm.
that are in other little towns, that are also prognosticators of the weather on Groundhog's Day. It's not just in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. There are bunches. I looked it up yesterday. We were talking about it in class before the lab class I teach before it started, because somebody brought it up. And I saw this list of other places. Selena Fox on her show last night was talking about that as well. She's talking about Candlemas. And Wisconsin has a groundhog. So does Iowa and several other little towns. And Phil, who I guess is the big-time prognosticator,
right?
He allegedly saw his shadow yesterday, which means there's supposedly going to be 6 more weeks of sun. But
of winter.
Of winter, sorry. But then again, he's only right about 50% of the time. So.
And, however, Charles G. Hogg, also known as Staten Island Chuck.
Staten Island Chuck.
Did not see his shadow in Staten Island. So if you live in the New York area, in Staten Island, you're off the hook.
So there you go.
But Punxsutawney Phil in Pennsylvania said, oh, no, no. Now I heard that there's one in Atlanta in Georgia that did not see his shadow. So they're in the clear. And, what did we see? Somebody said something about the, it was a rat. Somebody sent a chat in our chat stuff. Somebody sent something about, I forget what they called it, and said that it was a picture of a rat, did not see his shadow. So New Jersey's off the hook for winter. it was like, oh my God, really? So anyhow, yes, there's prognosticating animals all over the place that popped out yesterday and did or did not see their shadows.
So the take-home message of tonight is don't trust a groundhog to predict your weather. And take advantage of what winter has to offer. Take some time to meditate during this time. If it's not terribly horrific where you're living after this latest mm-hmm. weather hoo-ha, take some time to enjoy a little bit of the snow. Maybe bring some of that in and do some work.
Yeah.
Do some work. Because spring is going to happen no matter what. May not be today or tomorrow, but we're going to have some.
Yep.
So what music do you want to
close out
with?
Well, I was looking at what we have loaded up here and stuff, and the only one that was really like kind of wintry, icy, snowy, whatever related, it's a little out of time, is Midwinter's Day by Dave the Bard. I mean, it's a winter, midwinter. We are, you know, in February now, so not really near midwinter, but winter and the cold and stuff. Winter has certainly got much of the country in its grasp at the moment. So, you know, I don't know.
There's always Bridget.
Oh, yeah.
We have a number of Bridget songs. And others.
How about Bridget as well? By Celia.
Okay,
we'll do Bridget. There's always Bridget. It's that time of year.
It's that time of year.
Okay. Bridget it is. Bridget's Well by Celia. Okay.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. And we will see you 2 weeks from tonight.
Ritual. Okay. Good night.
Many blessings.
Share the name of Bridget Blessed. sing our sons and daughters by the fire that burns and the healing waters. Let it all go, let it all go. Surrender your heart for the goddess to unfold. Let it all go, release your woes to the flame that burns and the water that flows.
Sanctuary Network Podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNPodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.